This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Naughty Johnny's, City of Hope Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Tropical Gyros, Easy Car Sales, Burger King, Fidelity, Muffalo World, and
right round, I tell you, nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something different. Stretch the road, new something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Dabs and handshakes, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making the killing, man. Showing no feelings, walking off, collect the pay. It's the way of the world, can't change it, so I guess I'm gonna pray for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, was I made for the world? I scream this to you, and I say to the world, nappy then, nappy now, nappy for a bit, knee deep, head over heels in this country.
All my life been poor, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we act this way. Nappy boys gonna be okay.
I've been here all my life.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. The nappy roots bringing me in. And before I even get into this, what's going on with production, man? I got to wonder about y'all in there, you know. All y'all just branching out, man, doing sweepers and drops and all type of things. Watching y'all, you know. Watching y'all. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. I hope it's going good for you. If you're on the school run, we're going to try and make it fun for you getting home and where you need to be. If you're in traffic, we're going to get you through it. I know you should be able to get through Bay Street now, but earlier you couldn't get through Bay Street. Boy, look here. I tell you. The people fed up. I've been telling you, the people fed up. Disgruntled, disenfranchised. Tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. When you see unity like that today, it makes you proud to be a Bahamian. Because I could tell you, in all our bunch of teachers that were out there today, plenty was PLP, plenty was FNM, plenty was COI, plenty was undecided, and guess what? All need their money. But I won't tell you a word of lie. Belinda Wilson, and I think it's Mr. Smith, right, Kingsley Smith? Who's the other union head? Listen, y'all don't let Mr. Davis swing y'all, you know. Y'all didn't see him come down there with that Jedi mind trick he was trying to run on y'all? The man was trying to run a Jedi mind trick. He was. Sorry, Mr. Ferguson, I apologize. Thank you, Mr. Producer. But Mr. Ferguson and Ms. Wilson, y'all don't let Brave swing y'all with that Jedi mind. First of all, the man said he could meet y'all on Monday. He don't know if it could be this week due to his schedule, but Monday. Well, Monday's a holiday. And with all due respect to my good friend, Mr. Zhivago Lang, Zhivago, what the hand me in this wake on holiday if you don't have to, including the Prime Minister? Now, if you got, if Papa calls you to stay up late on a holiday reading some bills, that's on you, bro. And you still my bro, and I love you to pieces, but that's on you. Brave ain't waking on no holiday. No, sir. Then he says, y'all will be paid before December, Mr. Producer, November 30th, November 31st, that's before December, right? That's before December. I mean, it's not now, it's not tomorrow, it's not when you need it, but hey, it's still before December. There you go. Ah, boy. But I like to see the unity. I like the fact that the political parties were out there, non-colorized, doing that thing, supporting the situation. Because again, as Bahamians, we are all disgruntled. Okay, Texter. And I know you're only doing this in the spirit of Caitlin Clark because the fever gone and Kansas City lost on Monday Night Football to the Jags. To the Jags. And you don't say nothing to me. 2-2-1 is better than 2-3. So know your role. Shut your mouth. Yeah, no later than Monday, Texter. Okay, well, if you open it by saying, I don't know when it can happen this week due to my schedule. I'm not saying it can happen this week due to my schedule, but no later than Monday. That includes Monday, meaning no later than, meaning not Tuesday, not Wednesday, not Thursday, because that's later than Monday. So not later than Monday means anytime after Monday. Monday's still on the slate. But good try, though. Now, go eat your lunch over your Pat Mahomes rookie card and see you in the 5 o'clock for sports. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Nana boy, what's going on, GNN?
And you're smart, too.
Boy, GNN, before you get into it, I sidebar something and hold your points, bring them all. My brother, I finally saw what you meant about the grits. I imagined it in my head.
Uh-huh.
From your vivid descriptions of the cold grits at the peak, got that cold going from an alleged kitchen that should be working on property upstairs to them rooms. That was ice cold. When the woman pulled it out of the container, you could actually build a wall with it. If you start slabbing up the grit slabs, you could fix walls with that.
That's it, naughty. I was saying.
You could get up the belt cross with that grit.
I telling you, when I had your number in the phone, because it's a new phone. I didn't never catch your number back.
All right. I'm calling Mr. Producer back, and I can make sure you got my contact, man. You know you're
yeah,
going
you know, to use my good about. I was setting you play back in the day, Naughty. Them all them old chicken every day, chicken with your right.
Yeah, but, man.
I mentioned to Dr. Davin several times. I said, Dr. Davin, this is wrong. I said, you all need to get some food warmers to bring these food to the ward. People, it's food cold. They're giving you cold food. Not
you know, shaky, only focus on the new hospital right now.
I believe, well, that too. And what the thing named Supermax.
Supermax.
But let me tell you, out the behavior people really need to wake up. I like how you open your show today. FNM, COI, the Democratic National Alliance, all was there. And that's all we telling them. But the Bahamians, you know, if you galvanize behind your country, then you can go back and do what you want to do. But we have to Article 24-1 stick together for what we want. Our prime minister come right out there, like you said, and told a wishful lie to the Bahamian people. Already know Monday, between him and Pittsburgh, you know Monday's holiday.
Jedi mind trick.
How you can come down and tell your people I can meet with you Monday and Pindar falling soon?
No, listen, here what it is. Pindar got to go on what the man say. The man say no later than Monday. And you and I Pindar. Both know that later than Monday means Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it ain't going to be Tuesday, it ain't going to be Wednesday, it ain't going to be beyond that. So between now and Monday, but he also said he got to check his schedule. He may be popping out of town.
Listen, these people take the behavior people for fools this time, but the behavior people waking up, you know. Because I watched a clip of Pindar just now sent to me by someone, and he railing the progressive liberal party for this Junkanoo bill thing, this authority thing. But he conveniently forget that it was him and Nicolette Barron who drafted the bill. You see how disingenuous they are.
All right, let me play objective here. Maybe, you know, in retrospect now, he didn't like what came with that bill or that draft, and he wants to make right on it.
Yeah, but that's...
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, I got to go get caught up on that. I'll be honest with you. I am totally disgusted with the whole Junkanoo scenario.
Yeah, the whole
it's thing. A crying shame. Like, baseball belongs to all Americans. Junkanoo belongs to all Bahamians.
All Bahamians.
Even a set like me who don't rush, but like to stand up, get Sammy Kapunkle up, and cheer you all on.
Exactly.
And eat all the food from all the stands, and then watch the Thunder Rebel, what's left of the rebellion, come down and try to break up all the new gang in front of what used to be the Nassau Shop.
What?
I lie?
No, sir.
I ain't tell a word of lie, right?
No, sir.
And we entitled to that, too, just like the cowbellers, the whistlers, the junkanooers, the dancers, they entitled to that vibe, we entitled to our vibe.
But Dottie, don't try to think of that, where it come from. You can tell the truth, you know. I dropped it and I did.
If there is some regret on his behalf, he should say, yeah, look, in retrospect, I think it'll work better this way. Boom. And it is what it is.
It wasn't the Progressive Liberal Party that introduced it. Minister of two FNMs.
Well, you know why he introduced it. Call that leg and blow whistle like him.
Yeah, he said, ready to take us for pigs. The
behavior
people. Thanks,
Naughty. Hey, man. Peace safe, man. And continue to do well by GNN. Appreciate you. All right, let me get to these couple of texts because my special guest is here. I'm going to have a great conversation on the flip side of the break. But let me get into these. Hey, Naughty, flying Phil Hop tomorrow and Friday before flying out. And raking and scraping for a holiday weekend. He ain't going to be spending holiday weekend talking about no business with some union people. Them not happening. And it's a holiday weekend, too? Yeah, man. For real. For God's sake. Good afternoon, Naughty. Mrs. Belinda is a pit bull. PM can't pull nothing over her head. No, sir. Props to Miss Belinda Wilson. Props to her. Because she could throw down. And I like how she raised up on that rail today and stood up over Brave Head and was like, listen. If he don't meet or say the right thing, we could show back up here with more. I like it. You know who I root for, too, and I support? Miss Wilson's husband. Because I could tell he ain't want an argument in that household, ever. I don't want an argument in my household ever either. You all know what I up against with MJ. It ain't gonna happen. So I support all the brothers that, you know, have a significant other who own them in the argument debate category. Mr. Wilson, props to you, my brother. From another member of the club. Hot and bricky like that. It's called polenta. Bricky. Yeah, but listen, we're not in Italy to eat polenta. And we don't have the other stuff to go with it, like the prosciutto and the jamon serrano and the other stuff, you know? We don't have all of that good stuff and the olives and the French bread and olive oil. We don't have none of that good stuff. That ain't polenta. That's bricky, like you say. And they could stack them right up. They could fill holes in the wall in the hospital with that grit. That's how hard it is. And bricky, like you say. I'm taking that and we barring that. We keeping that in the talking headisms. Bricky, that's a good one. Man, the grit's cold and bricky like the hospital. Boom. You know what that is. All right, let me get this other one in. Naughty, can the Guardian reporters please find out if it's any truth that the contractors who are contacted to clean this graveyard are not being paid, so they are not doing the work. This is wrong. Whatever the contracts and the government going on with payment, they need to deal with it. But people, loved ones are in these graves and the weed bush is going higher than 6 feet every week. There are funerals going on at Old Trail Cemetery. All right, thanks for the pictures. Who's dealing? No text, I go ride by there on the weekend. I was kind of tied up, but I would ride by there on the weekend. But they need to get on it. If it is in a state of disrepair, it needs to be repaired. And if it's a case of contracted workers aren't being paid, then they need to be paid. And it seems like the more you listen out, more and more contracted workers need to be paid. Naughty, it is alleged that the government has paid out millions of undisclosed taxpayers' dollars to their known supporters without saying a word to the public. Additionally, they continue taking trips around the world again, taking extra baggage without any accountability. But it's time to pay the teachers and whoever else they owe. Watch them find all kind of money whenever they announce the upcoming by-election, just like they did in West End and Bimini. And how'd that work out for West End and Bimini? No, Naughty, but we have cold moldy old sausage that might get passed for something fancy. Cold old moldy sausage. I don't know. Aged Wagyu, maybe? Good afternoon, Naughty. Sorry to say I don't have any win in the argument department either. Welcome over, brother. Welcome over. It's all good. It's all good. We're gonna start a movement here on Talking Heads. All right, let me get this last text and then we'll get to the break. Wow. Okay, we got it. And those pictures are horrible text. I see you. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got my special guest, Evan. Have a great conversation with him. Got caught up. I know he was busy earlier today. And we'll get his take on everything that went down today. And we'll ask some candid questions and get some candid answers. All right, all coming up on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
So up it was, downright wrong, I tell you. Nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something. Different stretch of road, new something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Dabs and handshakes.
Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings. There's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you wanna look tall, like you're supposed to be in a video, wanna step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. A car needs oil just like we all need water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, my special guest today. And I'm glad him stopped by. I know it was a busy day for him, a hectic schedule, but we have FNM Deputy Leader, Mr. Shannon Don Cartwright, with us today. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, Naughty. Good afternoon, and good afternoon, Bahamas.
Everybody good? Family good?
Family's good. Everybody's good.
Good to see you. And I was told to ask you right out of the gate, you know, And please state for the record, you're for... Mr. Gomez and several others would like you to say that for record on radio.
My football affiliation. I'm a retired New England Patriot.
Oh, that's a very interesting answer. That sounds like when Brady them was winning up a bunch, I was there, but I retired with Brady.
Yeah, now I just enjoy the show on Sundays.
You got you got Vrabel and McDaniel back, so maybe you get a little old school magic with them. Yeah, but there you go, Gomez. That's the question out of the way, okay? He's a retired New England Patriot.
A retired New England
no
Patriot.
No chance of him helping you pull for the Dolphins. It's not going to happen.
Oh, that ain't happening.
I wouldn't let him do that to himself. I would step in like an intervention and be like, no, Sean. I've known you too long. I can't let you do that. All right, but I did see something today that I opened the show and I felt very good about this. For the first time in a long time, it's good to see Bahamians united for a unified cause.
Right.
And like I mentioned earlier, yeah, there was PRPs out there. There was FNMs and COIs and DNAs and ABCs and NMNPs and undecided, but we were all Bahamians first.
Right.
And we supported the cause for the teachers and for the Bahamas Public Services Union, correct?
Right.
So both of those bodies went out, had their respective presidents, Ms. Wilson and obviously Mr. Ferguson were out there. But, you know, people in this country are disgruntled. They're disenfranchised, Mr. Cartwright. And obviously, you know, if you say, hey, I'm going to pay you in September, then September rolled around and it's now way till December. I've budgeted my life on getting these funds. And now you want me to wait till December. And then for the prime minister to come out today and use the Jedi mind trick that, you know, we'll pay you before December. Well, isn't that what was said? You get paid in December. Now it's before December. November 31st is before December. That doesn't help me today or tomorrow.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think what you saw today is a reflection of the level of, you know, frustration in general that a lot of Bahamians feel right now in the country and the direction that they feel the country is headed in. More specifically, it was inspiring to be on that march today, if you will, on that protest today, with Bahamians who were fighting for what they have been promised. And for many of those persons who were out there as you spoke to them, they talked about the need to take care of their bills and their responsibilities and the promise that was made to them. Principally, as indicated, it was said to them with much fanfare when they would be paid, and that has changed. So it's fully understandable to every Bahamian and angered, particularly when you're talking about how difficult it is in terms of the economy, how difficult it's been because of overtaxation, how difficult it's been because of inflation. But also, the truth is the level of frustration and disenchantment in the country is because what the Bahamian people are tired of is what governments say and then what they do. And so much has been asked of the Bahamian people to sacrifice in so many ways, increase in government fees, increase in taxes. But they see that the government continues to spend. So whether it's $58 million on travel, $1.1 million on one trip, or $280 million in consultants, $500 million in old contracts. The Bahamian people, they look at this, and particularly these people today, they look at this and they say to themselves, why aren't we prioritized? Why is it that monies that was appropriated for us and that was committed to us can be paid when it was promised that it would be paid, when they see that monies are being spent in many different ways? So this is fundamentally about keeping your word, and along with that, the challenges and frustrations that the Bahamian people feel and that these workers feel, that these teachers feel about how they are being treated. And once you put the politics aside and you strip away the emotions and the allegiance that you may have to the governing party or any party as a principal matter, everybody can agree that the government has let down these workers and that they have failed these workers in this particular vein. It's fully understandable why these people are frustrated. Just to see in their faces today, these aren't persons who ideally would have wanted to be out in the sun and protesting on a Wednesday morning. But they're doing it because they feel that, understanding that they have been aggrieved and their personal economics and personal situations have been by the lack of fulfilling this commitment by the government.
When you look down the list, right, Mr. Cartwright, when you look at, you had Mr. Kingsley Black out there with the Bahamas Public Service Union. You had Ferguson, or is it Black?
Ferguson.
Is it Ferguson?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the man's name right. I thought it was Ferguson. I got people texting, and it's Black.
Yeah.
Mr. Ferguson or Mr. Black, whichever one it is, we're covering all the bases today. And maybe from today on, you should go as Ferguson-Black, you know? I don't think Black Ferguson will work. That don't sound too cool in 2025, you know what I mean? Yeah. But my point being, you look down the list, and you had the teachers there. You had the Bahamas Public Service Union there. Then every day I get a text that the providers for the NHIA have not been compensated. 50% for August, 100% for September. Now we're into October. People can't live like that. You got police that are disgruntled, reservists that are disgruntled. You have Defense Force officers that are disgruntled. You hear from all of these public service branches the same thing, disgruntled. Need my money, can't get my money, then I can get paid.
No, absolutely. And so we have continued to highlight and to agitate on behalf of all of these different groupings over the course of this administration that the government has not been diligent, has not been responsible enough to ensure that they fulfill the commitment to these different organizations and different unions and so forth. You know, you heard over the last a few months, Obi Ferguson, who talked about that the government was not honoring its agreement in terms of the memorandum that was signed in the lead-up to the campaign. And so there is no doubt that Bahamians, and particularly workers, these workers today, feel that the government does not care about them enough to ensure that this promise that was made to them, as I said, with much fanfare and full-throated commitment that they would receive these monies when it was said by the minister, that they have not received it. And so the country continues, in our view and in my view, to see that this government has failed in so many respects as it relates to what they promised the Bahamian people. And that's why the level of frustration in the country continues to grow.
All right, we've got a couple of more questions for you. And obviously, you know, the theme today obviously is workers in the country that are disgruntled, because here we go. Good afternoon, Naughty. Great show as usual. Please ask your guest, and good afternoon to your guest, how the next government, if the FNM becomes the next government, how they plan on addressing the problem that excursion operators, two certain parties, have on tour sales in two major hotels. We used to have tour desks in the hotels, but now certain connected entities have control over the concierge desk that only sell their trips. Does the FNM have a plan to level the playing field for all Bahamians to have access to those 3,000 plus rooms? Question mark. Well, considering I can tell you I only saw one tour operating excursion company running into the Atlantis up until Joker's closed, that was Pieces of Eight. Connect the dots and see who owns Pieces of Eight.
Well, listen.
And to know that companies like Bowtie, Leisure, Majestic especially, who's been around forever, I mean, no longer allowed to have tour desk in a hotel. And I think it's the same way at Bahama. I got to double check. But how can they have a monopoly like this? Very good question.
No, it's a very, very good question. And I think that it is a fundamental question tied to the overall feeling that Bahamians have that there's not an equal playing field in their country, in particular industries. And while I cannot cite any specific policy that we would implement, I can definitely say that under the leadership of Michael Pintard and the Free National Movement government will do everything in its power to make sure that there is a balance and that there is equity and a balance of opportunity, making sure that the Bahamas, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, is first and foremost for Bahamians, and then just as much a part of that to make sure that in the Bahamian vernacular, it says that everybody got an opportunity to make a way for their family, to fulfill their dreams and their aspirations. That's the only way we're going to continue to fulfill our greatness as a country, if we ensure that there's a balance and a level playing field throughout our economy.
And here again, I mean, you look at it, and it's not just, here, more text. Let me grab a couple of these. Naughty, the government has failed in providing basic electricity and water to the 6,500 people of Eleuthera. Every other day I get this text. I appreciate Eleuthera don't send it to me every day. Yeah. They do it every other day. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I get it. Naughty, the workers promised by the PM and the Minister of Public Service to be paid retroactive to September 2024. Check the video now. They are saying September 2025. That's a year of back pay that they will lose. People aren't seeing that.
Yeah, on the issue of the people of Eleuthera, I mean, I think many Bahamians have, if they don't have direct connection to Eleuthera, they have friends and additional family members who live on the island of Eleuthera and who've had to contend with these issues of not having stable electricity and stable water supply. It continues to be an issue for the people of Eleuthera, and this is another of where the government has failed a grouping of Bahamians as it relates to this particular family island. And so again, the frustration continues to increase as Bahamians in 2025 continues to deal with homes that continue to be dark, bathrooms and water facilities that continue not to exist in the way that it should exist in 2025. And so again, as Bahamians look at the government's fiscal approach to all of these matters and then the overall economy, what they are saying is that you don't have a government who is diligent, who can ensure that they don't have to, in the case of Eleuthera, deal with constant darkness and being without constant water to take a shower and to flush their toilets. There are so many issues, and the fundamental question, because obviously in the backdrop of today, as has been the case, particularly in the last week, 2 weeks since the passing of our colleague, Vaughn Miller, and we pray for his family.
Thoughts and prayers and condolences.
Absolutely. So the discussion that continues to happen now is, you know, this thing about the election and by-election. But what I will say is this. The fundamental question anytime a government is preparing for any kind of election is, are you better off, and in this case, are you better off than you were in 2020, I mean, people, even anecdotally, as I go to the barber shops, as I go to the basketball court, as I go to the gas station, as I go to the meat section in the grocery store, they will tell you exactly how they're feeling. And to be very, very transparent, when you find PLP supporters who may not, understandably somewhat, say it publicly, they will say to you, things aren't going well.
Right. And that's what we have to look at. And obviously, the next question would be, I mean, from your position, what would the obviously the FNM prefers ring the bell?
Yeah.
I mean, the leader, Mr. Pintard, has gone around and said, call the election.
Yeah, and the leader, you know, Leader Pintard has said that. And I think what Leader Pintard is connecting to is that, again, in the past 15 minutes, we've talked about it. There is a level of frustration and disenchantment from Grand Bahama down to Inagua. The Bahamian people are tired. And at the end of the day, they want to give a new mandate. They want to give a new mandate to a government that they believe will truly have their interests at heart, will be fiscally prudent, will live up to their commitments.
But I'll be honest with you, if they be next government of this country, I think you guys will be the most highly scrutinized under the microscope administration that has ever existed in this country. No fault of your own.
Mm-hmm.
I just think where people's level of disenfranchisement is at with politics in this country in many shapes, ways, forms, and colors from previous incarnations, mm-hmm. I think you guys, if you get on the clock, like I say, many microscopes and magnifying glasses will come out. But like I said, if you're prepared to talk the talk, I'm sure you're prepared to walk the walk.
Yeah, no, and here's the thing. My view, our view is, Naughty, that what you just laid out just now, it is true and it should be that way. Nobody has the luxury or should have the belief when you come into politics and national service that the Bahamian people, the persons who you work for, should take it easy on you. If our road is harder because of what they've been experiencing under this administration, then it should be. It's the Bahamian people who we work for, and whatever their standard is of what you should be, that is the standard. And, you know, interestingly, you know, you talk about the level of frustration. In coming here, I was just looking at one of the polls that was done by Guardian Radio. How motivated are you to vote in the next general election? 45.2%, very motivated. I'm ready for change. 61%, somewhat motivated. It depends on the candidates. And 30%, not motivated. I've lost faith in the system. So what you would have described just now, in a numeric sense, is reflected in this poll. People are disenchanted. And it's our job not only to present a vision to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, to say how we would be better than this present government, as Michael Pintad has said, how we can be better than a former version of ourselves, wherever, whenever that may be, because the idea is to be better. We have to have that answer. We have to have that answer for the Bahamian people, because this is the standard.
Right.
This is the standard that we must meet. And this is the level of frustration that we have in our country, because that's why the level of voter apathy continues to go up. Less people are voting. People want to be inspired.
Carter, we'll get to you in a second. But Mr. Cartwright, I've seen, you know, this administration come out and say record new numbers of first-time voters, you know, record numbers of people coming out to register to vote. So obviously, the is that the case? Are you hearing those reports? I mean, have you seen those reports?
No, I don't know what report they
have. And I know sometimes that administration, you know, this the PRB administration, can misspeak from time to time, so I won't give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I scratch my head and wonder, where are all these new registered voters coming out from
and that's a legitimate question that we have to ask.
If you go to the barbershops, you know, the next hot topic issue, apart from people being disgruntled in the cost of living and wanting to get paid, is immigration.
No, absolutely. And what we are making sure to do, and this is also ought to be a collective effort, as we prepare for a general election, that we should be in the business of ensuring that our democracy is safeguarded, and to ensure that we scrutinize legitimately, to scrutinize the registers and how the registers are being put together and so forth. I'm not suggesting that we know of anything nefarious, so let me be clear. What we are saying is that we are going to hold this process, this very important electoral process, we're going to hold that into account. We have a tremendous group of public servants that work at the Parliamentary Registration Department. We are going to do our best on behalf of the Bahamian people to make sure that we scrutinize whatever needs to be looked at to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Chris and Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
You know, I always bring you the number from Angleton.
Yes, what's going on, Angleton? Big up.
They ain't ready with the numbers. I was down to the demonstration today. I ain't voting them no more, brother. I'm letting you know that now.
Were you out there? Were you out there today? In not.
What you mean by Mondes, Bahamas? I gotta protect what you on the radio speaking for, what Mr. Cartwright speaking for, and what every Bahamian in this country speaking for. We have to protect the Bahamas.
Good
and
stuff.
The government ain't protecting us. They ain't protecting nobody but themselves. I voted for them. I never did one vote for them, but they got my vote this time, bro.
Wow.
You're telling you,
and that's an Angleton.
All I have to question, to ask them, Mr. Cartwright, please, you all don't be like the PLP. Move on the emotions of the people, because the people fed up with the PLP, and man, you all get in power. You all go by, yeah, well, this or that. You all be a different government. Please, a different government.
I think if they were given a chance, Angleton, they will, because like I mentioned earlier, a lot of scrutiny.
No, but not you said the one they're going to be scrutinizing, but what this ineffective government has done. And at the end of the day, Bahamians only want a government that is going to seek the rights of Bahamians. We cannot be divided by Junkanoo, Saxon and Valley Boy, PLP and FNM. The Bahamians have to be united on one accord, on one thing.
Well, I don't know why people fight over Junkanoo. Everybody knows Saxon is the best. Leave that right there.
At the end
of the day, the politics cannot be like the Junkanoo we have on.
Agreed.
And this government has not shown anything but nothing. But they're not uniting the Bahamian people. They're not listening to what the masses of the people are saying. They just want to do what they feel that they think we what is best for us, rather than listening to us and find out what we think for ourselves that is best for the Bohemian people holistically.
Good stuff,
I don't care what the party you vote for.
Angus.
All governments must now listen to the Bohemian people holistically. This is nothing about Haitian Bohemian or this. Holistically, we all live here. Holistically, listen to the cries of the Bohemian public.
Listen,
and these what the governments are not doing. They are setting the agenda, going by their manifesto, coming to the people and say, well, I represent you in the community. And when they then represent the people for the community, they go by what the government manifesto say. You are be for community. You have a responsibility for your community as well as you have a responsibility to go by the government manifesto. Your community come first. That's what allows you to argue for the government's agenda. You cannot be elected without the community putting you there. But these people speaking on what the party say rather than what the community say. And they go by this nonsense year after year after year rather than listen to what who elected them first to get into parliament, to get into cabinet, to sit around the table and want to voice the views of the common man. They come to the back and say, this is what I'm doing. When you come to my door, you telling me what you could do for my community. My community is the representation of your party.
Call it good stuff.
We need these things.
Good points, man. I got to get to the break, but good points. And I appreciate you calling. Don't be a stranger. And here, a call from Angliston and a diehard PLP make those sentiments and those statements. We are truly in a spot where I know people are disgruntled.
Listen, I want to commend the caller sincerely, because in order for our politics to change and our country to change in the way that we all want it to, that level of diligence in terms of the importance of our vote and how we detach, we may decide to detach ourselves from what we've become accustomed to voting. At the end of the day, it is what is important for the Bahamian people, and every political party has to ensure that they bring a vision, that they bring a plan that would allow the confidence of the Bahamian people to increase and know that this incoming government, that this political party is someone who's going to fight for the interests of the Bahamian people, have a real conversation about immigration, about crime, have a real conversation. You heard over the past few weeks, you had poachers who were raping our waters. This is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and we must do...
And it's been going on for years.
For years. And so at the end of the day, it is about what can we do to empower the Bahamian people, to capture the imagination of the Bahamian people in a real way, where we collectively, when we strip away our party affiliation, what is important for the Bahamian people, and let that be the guiding light in terms of our expectation from our government and our due diligence and our expectation from ourselves as voters.
Let's get this other call in. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Everything cool, thank God for life. You get the blind one, Papa, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Papa?
Everything cool. Mr. Cartwright, how you doing?
Hey, Papa, what's happening?
Rachel, thank God for life. Mr. Cartwright, I would like for you to bring us up to date with this Boundaries Commission, which I think you are part of, supposed to be sitting on.
I am.
Seems like we get a by-election might be coming up. And maybe, hopefully, a general election, because I believe us, the Bahamian people, will be ready. But give us some inside information, what you could talk and what you could tell us, because that's what we want to know, the registration. We want to know, like, us who might have been registered before. We don't have to go drag ourselves down there to get registered again, because we can be ready to vote, even if we ain't getting a new registration card or this other card, what they're talking about, as long as we get our passport. I don't know if that's how it could be or what. Bring us up. Give us some information. So, Naughty, Mr. Davis saying now you can find the money, eh?
Brother, are you saying you can find the money? That means you can get paid November 31st.
November 31st?
That is before December. You forget what he used to do before he became prime minister, right? He's a King's Counsel defense lawyer.
I agree with you. He might give it to them in time for Thanksgiving, eh? But to tell you the truth, Naughty, I believe, like, when you mess with the Bahamian people, treat them a certain way, they could get you back. Mr. Davis didn't have to be in that position, son, like, talking, like, stumbling over his words. The crowd, they're telling him how much he could do, and then he being Armstrong or something like that. No, He put himself in that position. Him and his heartless people, he get around and believe that he could tell big man and woman them that they can get something and then switch on them. You know, I feel like he didn't have to be in that position. I'm not sorry for him. I think that he needs to do better, and in spite of him giving it to them, he could give it to them tomorrow. I think the people still ready to vote him out. Them public service people, they don't like that. They find money to do all kind of things, and the thing about it, they still mix up. Sound like what he offering them is what they supposed to get. Sound like it's more months or increments or something they supposed to get. So Mr. Davis, them still believe they dealing with fools. So I sorry for him. He didn't have to be in. Bring us up to date, my brother, if it's possible. Let us know about this voting thing and if it could be more seats. And the big question is if you still be or not. If it ain't a problem, because I feel like a good man like you could go anywhere and win. Let us know if you stay in that constituency or not. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, Naughty.
All right, Barbara, be safe.
All right. Well, but thank you very much for the question.
And I know you got to go. I know your schedule is tight, and we got 5 minutes before we get to the break, so I want to make sure you get it in. So go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the question, Papa. Yes, I am the lone opposition member on the actually, the technical and legal name is the Constituency Commission, but most Bahamians know it as the Boundaries Commission. We continue to work. We are looking at population density, particularly here in New Providence. I think that the Deputy Prime Minister would have talked about the population density in Golden Isles and Kalani and what that may portend for a general election in terms of new boundaries. So all of that is being looked at, and whatever additional changes that will be necessitated by all of those assessments throughout New Providence, as well as the Family Islands. So we continue to work. There is not an official report yet, and as soon as that happens, there is no doubt that the government obviously will give its view, but the opposition likewise will give its view. You did ask a question about what will happen. What I will say to you, Pauper, is this, is that it continues to be a pleasure for me to serve the people of St. Barnabas and the communities of Coconut Grove, Black Village, Big Pond, Oaksfield, and Rock Crusher. I love them. They've become like family, and they are family. In terms of what changes are that's possible in the future as we talk about these seats, or if a St. Barnabas will exist, or whatever changes may happen, we don't know yet. And so as that goes along, and whatever changes and adjustments that may have to happen in the natural flow, ebb and flow of changes to boundaries, when you talk about this aspect of our political and electoral system, they would be the first to know.
All right, a couple of things off the text lines. Just so you know, Naughty, can you please tell your guest, let Mr. Cartwright know that power just went off again in Rock Sound. So it's gone off twice while we've done the show, and that's from Rock Sound now. Also, can you please check Old Trail Cemetery? Several people have texted in saying the cemetery is overrun. They have funerals coming up. They can't funeralize their loved ones because the grounds are overrun, mm-hmm. because the contracted workers who are supposed to clean that cemetery have not been paid.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And listen, this has a...
And the Texans are asking you if you can...
I will, and I will. Absolutely. I will bring that to the necessary persons. But again, these are two issues. You have, obviously, the very fundamental issue that people aren't being paid, that they're not being paid. And obviously, that includes people who are supporters of the Progressive Liberal Party who are not being paid. And that's why they are frustrated. But then you have the functional aspect of these persons not being paid. Things are not being completed, carried out efficiently and effectively when you don't have a regimented and a routine pay schedule where people have worked to get pay. So you have these issues in the level of dilapidation as it relates to infrastructure. This shouldn't be happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in 2025.
No.
It just shouldn't be happening. No. It is crazy.
And when you look at those contracts, we need the Freedom of Information Act. We need the Procurement Act. I know your leader, Mr. Pintard, is committed to it. I know you guys on previous shows, you're committed to it. Right. That's something that's desperately wanted by Bahamians. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we got to have you back for more time because we've got a ton of questions here on the text mm-hmm. lines. I know you have another engagement to get to. I appreciate you stopping by, but we'll definitely do it again for more time on the next opportunity. And I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you going out today and being unified and being behaving.
It's about the people, man. It's about the people we have. As we wrap up, Naughty, I believe, and we continue to believe, that the Commonwealth of Bahamas is the greatest nation on earth because of our people, despite a small population. And so people's frustration with this present government is because they see that they have to defer their dreams and their aspirations, even in this situation today. Imagine what people were planning for that monies, right, in September. Now they've had to defer that, whether it be groceries being placed in their refrigerators and in their cupboards. What we are saying is the Free National Movement is not only ready to capture the imagination of the Bahamian people, and we have plans from immigration to crime to the ease of doing business to a housing revolution. Michael Pindad and the FNM has put all of that out. But we promise you, we will not be perfect, but we will be perfect in our attempts to make sure that we work very hard to give you the type of country that you talk about every day at your dinner table and on your porch and in the barbershops. We will work to have that for you.
All right. We appreciate you stopping by. Thank you for being so candid as always. All the best, and we'll do it again. Obviously, Texas, I get to all your text callers. We'll get to your calls in the 5 o'clock hour. I'll go over a little bit, keep the lines open, and we'll talk sports toward the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be in. You know we got to talk sports. Game-winning shot last night. Yankees down 6-1. Yankees come all the way back. Judge with the big three-run shot to tie it. Jazz to win it, because obviously they won 9-6, but the actual game-winning run was that solo shot by one Gerardo Jazz Chisholm Jr. right here from the Bahamas, from the 242. And that's why I still think the Yankees got plenty life left. And we'll talk about that in the second half. The Dolphins, not so much. Yankees, there's still hope. We'll talk about that and more when we talk sports on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. World trade now, raving the word I'm looking for, yeah. Better make it hope when nothing seems to matter. That's when, see, everything can go any which way. Look at me, folks, see the Henny with the J. Front post, chilling, bro. Country folk, man, I'm nappy in my way. All my life, I've been pro, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we have.
We a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Bro, get your one big deal, stop stress me. All on me the pan, the toilet, no left free. Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio. 96. Ow, ow, ow.
Ow, ow, ow. All my life been poor, but it really don't matter.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Naughty Johnny's, City of Hope, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, Fine Threads, Joints Department Store, Tropical Gyros, Easy Car Sales, Burger King, Fidelity, Muffalo World, and KFC.
So what it was, downright wrong, I tell you, nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something different. Stretch the road, new something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Daps and handshakes, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making a killing, man, showing no feelings. Walking off collective pay is the way of the world. Can't change it, so I guess I'm gonna pray for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, was I made for the world? I scream this to you, and I say to the world, nappy then, nappy.
Well, I gotcha on the Wednesday, October 8th edition of Talk Henry and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're going to go over a couple minutes into the 5 o'clock hour, deal with some tax, deal with some calls, and then we'll talk sports as well. Pearlie will be joining us. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk NBA offseason, WNBA playoffs, and the NFL. But right now, let me deal with some of these texts. We got a caller on the line, so we'll get to that caller in a second. Let's check some of the texts. Naughty Bahamians must have bird brains and extremely short memories. You got to be joking me. 10 years in exile is what the FNM deserves. Naughty, another update. You texted earlier. Power is off in Rock Sound. I don't know if you've been updated, but power is off not only in Rock Sound, but in other parts of Eleuthera as well. So is that island-wide now? Naughty, if the FNM was to win the government, they need to hit the ground running. Don't waste time with witch hunting. Immediately grab a hold of the country's financial affairs. Naughty, Eleuthera has at least 10,000 people, including Harbor Island and Spanish Wales, not just 6,500. Okay. I was only reading what the text said, though. Text, don't punish the messenger. Naughty, do you have an update on the sale of the Grand Bahama Hotel and the airport? No. No, your guess is as good as mine. We don't have no deal. We don't have no money in the bank. We don't have no airport. They got an airport, but not an airport deal. There's just a lot of talks and no delivery. Naughty, watch how they treat the small person who they always refer to as grassroots. These are the people who they always brag about as their ardent supporters. Yet they paid the big boys who are making much more money than the so-called grassroots and swing the small man. Like Michael Jackson said, can't you see that they don't care about that? You're going to the Michael Jackson on them. Boy, you're all upset. You're all hot. You're all draw for Michael on them. Naughty, the workers were promised by the PM and the Minister of Public Service to be paid retroactive to September 2024. That's a year of back pay they will lose. All right, Texas Senate twice. But yeah, that is alarming. Let me check some more of these texts. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. But yeah, now we got a war of figures. Naughty, the figure of 6,500 came from the BPL supervisor. It could be 10K. I don't know. All right, that's fine. We ain't got to get into it. We know that there's a whole heck of a lot of loot without power right now. My grandpa was from North Palmetto Point, so you know. I go ride hard for Eleuthera. But that's been the longest running. And you know, the minister works. Isn't he an MP for Eleuthera? Shouldn't he be able to make sure Eleuthera's straight more than anybody else? I mean, come on now. You make me MP for Eleuthera. And I minister wakes. Well, for God's sake, Eleuthera ain't got to worry about nothing. Lights on all the time. Water can't stop running. Toilet can't stop flushing. What? Just make sure my pineapple's straight. That's all I want. Fresh pineapple. All right. 5:15 p.m. is the time. All right. Naughty. Don't entertain callers who believe everything the PRP says. The PM said he don't have a migrant problem, or we don't have a migrant problem, and saw a very, very shallow call to agree with the PM. 9 out of 10 calls and talks politics. I've never learned anything from him. I think they call him DeWitt. Now, bear in mind, the Nationality Act was passed with a referendum. He doesn't read anything. He just talks. Well, Texter, it's city season. The ardent supporters of the PLP, the FNM, the COI, and especially the social media trolls, it's their time of year. They're gearing up for their Super Bowl. All manners of foolishness will be thrown out there. All manners of BS will be thrown out there. All manners of spins will be thrown out there. The goalposts will be moved. Gaslighting will go on. That's what comes with city season. Now, see, it gets scary when people agree. Naughty, I must commend the government for the smooth roads on East Bay Street. Roads are smoother than Caitlin's jump shot. But that jump shot ain't nothing compared to Ionescu's jump shot. And Juju Watkins got a way better jump shot than all two of them. But I get your point. Majority of East Bay Street, up until the bridge, was paved. MJ and I took a drive last night. Noticed it was paved to the bridge. Then it picked up on the Eastern Road as well. So now I'm starting to say, okay, this is what I think happened, Dexter. They called Clay. The Eastern Road called Clay. They exercised the Eastern Road privilege. Actually, I don't know what's going on with you, but if you want your yacht club and sailing club, and you want to put your boat up to the marina right there like that, and then listen, you got to get this done on the Eastern Road. You know we'd like to go to the yacht club and the sailing club by 4 for cocktails and avoid that traffic going up there, and then after 6, we'd like to just ride home smooth. And we know you have family in New Providence to live on the Eastern Road. And listen, we will revoke their Eastern Road pass if you don't get these roads together. Clay, that's just how it got to go. And I think that's how those smooth roads happened, personally. But I could be wrong. But that's, I think that's how it went down. That's my story, and I stick into it. All right, 5:18 is the time. Let's take the break. Flip side of the break. When we come back, we'll be talking sports. Pearlie will join us. We'll be talking NBA offseason. Oh, VJ Edgecombe doing big things for the Philadelphia 76ers. Talk Major League Baseball. The New York Yankees. My New York Yankees are alive and well. The JJ Connection. The Judge and Jazz did their thing last night. The Dodgers continue to impress. The Milwaukee Brewers continue to impress. And watch out for the Seattle Mariners. We're talking Major League Baseball there. We'll talk NFL, injury news, who's in and who's out, and get you ready for tomorrow night's game. And we'll have some other tidbits coming up sports-wise, so keep it right where you got it. The Monday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Downright wrong, I tell you, nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something different. Stretch of road, new something that's on the map, a different something to eat. Daps and handshakes, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making a killing, man, showing no feelings. Walking off collective pay is the way of the world. Can't change it, so I guess I'm gonna pray for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, was I made for the world? I scream this to you, and I say to the world.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Your solution for rising gas prices and expensive car maintenance has landed. Brand new 2026 electric vehicles from BYD have arrived at Easy Car Sales. Imagine no more gas and major savings on maintenance. Test drive a BYD EV today and save thousands with a car that redefines driving. Visit easy242.com for our 3 locations, in-house financing, and more. Easy Car Sales, the only authorized BYD dealer and warranty provider in the Bahamas.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right on the Nassau Guardian grounds, Carter Street.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts toward awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Was ashamed to be happy here and all. Ain't no change in me. So up it was, downright wrong, I tell you. Nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something different. Stretch the road, new something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Daps and handshakes, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making the killing, man. Showing no feelings, walking off collective pay is the way of the world. Can't change it, so I guess I'm gonna pray for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, was I made for the world? I swear, nappy then, nappy now. Nappy for a bit, knee deep, head over heels in this country.
All my life been poor, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why
we're back at ya on the Wednesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're talking sports. Pearlie will be joining us in short order. But like I said, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, that protest today seemed like a gaslighting play because it was sporadic and out of nowhere. Then they came out with no date, hold hands, lip syncing. Yeah, kumbaya. Also, Pintard, Davis, and Christie had a meeting last week. We know nothing about what happened, but I heard they allegedly was deciding who would win. Texter, come on, man. How you know? I mean, all right, I get the sarcasm, the facetiousness, ha, 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 ki, ki, ki. But at the end of the day, I think that it was clearly visible and audible what the prime minister said. I'm going to meet with the union leaders, and you all will get paid before December. I still maintain November 31st is still before December. So there needs to be some clarification and some clarity to that. So those teachers and those workers that are owed money needs to go ahead and be compensated sooner rather than later. But we'll keep an eye on it. But the fact that Bahamians are uniting, to that says volumes. That speaks volumes, especially in an election year. I could hear Pearlie's in. I could hear by the rumbling and the roughaging and the rummaging that Pearlie is in the building. What's going on, Pearlie?
Ruffaging and rumbling and whatever in you hearing me.
I'm just good with R's, you know? Words that begin with R, I can put them together.
Okay.
What's going on, Pearlie?
The Yankees look pretty good.
We'll get to that in a sec. We got to start off with today in sports history, though. all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. It's happy hour at Naughty Johnny's from 5 to 7. Be sure to check them out. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. But on this day, October 8th, 1956, Donald James Lawson of the New York Yankees pitched the first perfect game in the history of the World Series. You see who he did it for, right?
Oh, Lord. All right,
wasn't no Dodger. Wasn't no Sandy Koufax doing it. 1957, the Brooklyn Baseball Club announced that it had accepted a deal to move the Dodgers to Los Angeles. So this was a great day for you.
It was.
They moved to Los Angeles. 1975, Doug Jarvis of the Montreal Canadiens began his streak of 984 straight games in the NHL. The streak ended on October 10th, 1987. October 10th. That's a great day right there. That's MJ's birthday. Friday. 2003, Iginlia. Calgary Flames became the first African-American player, a black player in the NHL, to become a captain. 2009, the UFL, the United Football League, began its first season with four teams. And by the end of 2009, the UFL didn't exist anymore. On Sports Quote of the Day, one thought-driven hope is better than three left on base. James Leiter. And he was a pitcher. Remember Jim and Al Leiter, the Leiter brothers?
Yeah, I remember.
So there you go. Sports Quote of the Day. So, yeah, let's get into the local sports scene, Pearly. Who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And then we'll chop up, the local sports scene, the home court. Then we'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we'll chop up the Yankees, the Dodgers, all of that. But And the local roundup and the home court, girls and women set to tee off. She Is 1000, a golf event set for this Saturday. The Mingos play to a scoreless draw against UIC. That's the United International College. And the Ballers win their first Bahamas Government Departmental Basketball Association title. The Nassau Flight Services Ballers defeated the Police Crime Stoppers 77-74 in Game 7 of the 2025 Bahamas Government Departmental Basketball AF Adley Gymnasium on Monday night. They won the series 4-3. So congratulations to them.
Good job.
All right. Now we can get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And you want to start with your Dodgers or you want to start with the Yankees last night, Pearly?
My Dodgers don't play tonight, so we good. We two up 2-0.
All right. But before we get into that, let me have a gander at the scores of the early games. You got the Tigers up 7-3 over the Mariners, middle of the seventh. The Mariners lead that series 2 games tied up with a victory today. The Brewers and the Cubs are tied at 1-1. Milwaukee leads the series 2-0. They're looking to break out the brooms and wrap it up today. Cubs are holding firm. It's 1-1, bottom of the first. Long way to go. And then you got the Blue Jays at the Yankees later on tonight, 7:08. And you know who's on the mound for the Yankees?
Naughty, don't get too excited. That's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie.
Listen to me. Sometimes you see rookies, and then there's some of them rookies that are special. Like Clemens was special. Koufax was special.
Fernando was special.
Okay?
Hey, Bob Welch was special, too, until he met Reggie Jackson.
No, Bob Welch was special until he opened the beer bottle. And then, after drinking many beer.
That came after. The beer bottle came after
the three home runs. Well, yeah, that could drive you to drink.
Yeah.
But I like the Yankees to keep it going. And like Derek Jeter said, they were down against the A's 2-0 before when he played for Torrey. And they knew they had to get the third game, but they felt good about the fourth and the fifth with the pitching what they had, kind of similar situation what they got here. Because if you get, then you know you got Freed and waiting in the wings. And Freed don't lose two in a row.
Freed got bombed the last time.
Freed don't lose two in a row, though. You know that, and I know that.
Yeah, but he's not gotten hit like that all season either.
I like my chances with him going again, Pearly, with redemption.
Okay, I'm not pulling either way. It doesn't matter to me. I want to play the Yankees in the World Series.
Then the late game tonight, you got the Philadelphia Phillies down 2-0 to your Los Angeles Dodgers. And Phillies take it out to Chavez Ravine. And Yamamoto is on the mound for the Dodgers.
My ace is going tonight. Hopefully, we'll close it out tonight. And we'll be, you know.
But Nola's no slouch for the Phillies either. Nola got some good stuff. So we'll see.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
My good friend, Naughty, how are you?
Pearly, do you hear who this is?
This me, man.
Listen.
What's left for me?
Let me let you know now. When you get into the NFL on Talking Heads until things change, 2-2-1 is better than 2-3 or 1-4. So be very careful how you put some respect on my Cowboys' name.
I have absolutely. Listen, we are playing horribly. Our offense is starting to click, but our defense cannot stop anybody in the fourth quarter. We've been ahead in three of those games.
But I know about the thing is, your defense could only stop people can't stop people in the fourth quarter. My Cowboys defense can't stop them for four quarters.
So, but you know what? You know what? The other thing too is it's only regular season, man. Say you've been to 5 Super Bowls in 7 years, you start to be like Allen Iverson. Practice?
But hold on, do you think the league's got a little familiar with the Mahomes Reed system, or do you think y'all gonna work your usual magic and win three or four games in a row, and all of a sudden look up and you're right in the thick of things as usual?
I'm making zero excuses, but I'm gonna say this to you, okay? Not having Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice, and then losing Wordy in that first quarter because Travis decided to go do fool. It wasn't good for our offense. But we still led that, and all the defense had to do was hold Herbert in that last drive, and we did not do it. Okay? And we did not. Chris Jones did not keep lane integrity. You can't be so greedy for sacks that you disrupt the defensive flow.
I mean, Lawrence fell down, found the ball, made a sandwich, got back
I'm not
up.
I'm talking about that one. That one was just, again, the defense, you're not supposed to. That ain't the play to kill us. The play to kill us was the two penalties back to back that extended and them going to fourth down on a field goal range.
And y'all do have one of the better kickers in the league, so.
You know, so, I mean, we're not playing well. We're not playing well. We have to fix this. We're just not playing well, okay? And the good thing is, we're in October. We can't be playing like this in December, okay? And the teams, to me, in the AFC, that are our biggest threats, playing worse than us. Anybody who tells you that they believe the Chargers or Broncos can be there at the finish line.
No, I think the Chargers need more work. I saw that on the weekend.
Oh, listen. Let me tell you something. We know what it is. If the Ravens get it together and sneak into the playoffs.
Problems.
At 9-8, that's a problem for anybody. Okay? If Joe Burrow come back and they sneak in there, that's a problem. Those are two teams we really got to worry about. And you can't worry about what's happening in the NFC. You just got to try to get to the Super Bowl, and that's anybody's game. So, the way that is. But my Cubs are tied 1-1. You know,
back against the wall. They down 2-0, though. They got to win that game today.
Yeah, but remember now, this is the playoffs. The playoffs don't start till somebody loses at home.
And I want you to keep an eye on your Cubs farm system. I hear Birdie Murray Jr., Bahamian kid, doing big things, moving up.
Yeah, and you know what really gives me joy about them? I really believe that we're going to be better next year than we are this year. And we had the third best record in Major League Baseball this year. So we're on the upswing. That's a big deal for us. We're not carrying any major super contracts. We still got money to spend. And at the end of the day, you know, we're seeing some building going on there with Craig Council. I like the way he manages, you know, and so we'll see what happens from there. But yeah, man, my Chiefs let me down, man. They let me down. You know, my dogs went and laid an egg against Alabama again.
Hey, what happened in Alabama? What happened there?
Well, see,
and it cost me. I just want you to know that.
Listen to me. There has sometimes, okay. There's this old African proverb that's called Nkafa, right? And it stimulates a principle that if as a man, if you pleasure a woman one time, really, really well, you'll have that woman for life. Okay? I don't know what it is, but I think we have reversed in Kafa because Alabama's beaten us too much, and Kirby, for some reason, has to get that monkey off his back.
I think you're like 1-8 against Alabama.
Yes, yes. I mean, the one is a national championship. But the fact of the matter is, if we get to Alabama, we're probably sitting on 3 more national championships. Easy. They have been an absolute thorn in our side, and we have to figure out, because for the last 3 years, Alabama teams that have beaten us are worse than us. They're not as good as us. They haven't been in. I mean, we showed y'all last year what was going to happen to Arch Manning this year, because when they brought him in the SEC championship last year in the first half, we ran him off the field. All right? So, I mean, we just got to figure it out. Oh. We got to figure it out.
Arch needs to stay in college. Arch needs to do his 4 years in college.
Well, yeah, that ain't going to happen. There's too much money out there. Now, let's say this. My godson is doing really well up in Oregon, Dante Moore.
Okay.
I've been waiting for 3 years for this guy to finally get his chance, you know? And I hate him when he went to UCLA because I knew Deshaun Foster couldn't coach him. I was glad when he left the team. He got back in Oregon, and they are doing some big things, and I expect to see them, you know, I expect to see them be one of the last two teams standing this year.
Oregon's been impressive so far.
Yeah, they got my boy Dan Lannon there. I mean, he brought to Oregon what Mario Cristobal can never do. Which is,
Don't take no pop shot at them Canes.
Listen to me. You know that Carson Beck is good for 2 bad games, and Mario Cristobal is good for 1 dumb game. You know that.
Anyway.
Where am I saying the sun is? Okay?
Well, good stuff, man. We got a couple other calls to get to, but I appreciate you chiming in.
My brother.
And hang your hat on your dogs. I think they still do more for you this year than your Chiefs.
I think so, too. I'm going up to see them in a couple of weeks. So.
You know how that go. Keep us posted. Good stuff, as always, bro.
All right, brother.
Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads. All right, caller, hit us back. If you was on hold too long, hit us back. 5:38 p.m. is the time. Pearly, let's get into the picks, man, because we got Rich Eisen taking us home, breaking down the quarterback situation in Cleveland. They traded Joe Flacco to Cincinnati today. He's going to start this weekend for the Bengals.
I like that move.
Smart move. I mean, veteran. I would have gone Jameis Winston from the Giants. A little bit younger. Still could throw the ball. But, yeah, they go with Flacco. They got Dylan Gabriel starting in Cleveland, but now the front office in Cleveland is non-committal to Shador being the number two. Well, who the heck else can be a number two?
I don't know.
That would be the ultimate insult if they bring somebody off the street and make him number two over Shador. If I was Shador, I'd ask for my release at that point.
Yeah, for real.
And you got Prime kicking off. Colorado press conference is talking about, they asked him about, he said, I don't give a damn about Cleveland. I love me some Shador Sanders, but I don't give a damn about Cleveland, that mess, that junk.
Yeah.
Something going on there. That feud is far from over. But anyway, that's what's taking us home today. We'll be doing for picks today. Boy, I don't know, probably. I mean, we could do WNBA finals.
Let's do 2 baseball games and the WNBA finals.
Let's do it. I like the Aces plus the 3.5 on the road against the Mercury.
Me too. I'll take the Aces in the money line.
It's moved up to 4.5 now, so that's even better.
Yeah, I think I like the Aces in the money line. I think the Aces is just too much for Murky, and I almost starting to feel like a sweep coming.
All right, well, I think the Tigers are going to beat the Mariners, and I think the Cubs are going to beat the Brewers. Let me check the scores. Yep, look at that. The Tigers are up 8-3, and the Brewers are up 3-1. Yeah, so yeah. That was 2 good picks
They had a bases loaded with one.
All right. Tonight,
a base hit.
I like the Yankees in the money line. Give me Schlittler, man. Let him do his thing, man. I think the rookie comes through one more time for the Yanks.
I think Toronto closes it out tonight. I don't know why I feel that. I think that the Yankees...
Because you're a hater.
I don't know. Judd had a good game yesterday, but Judd has not performed well. And unless he can put a game together tonight, They can't do anything without.
Valenzuela was a fat rookie.
But we'll see. And I think it's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie. And history shows that rookies, oh boy, they're special ones. And if Schittler does a good job tonight, then I'll put him in that mold as a special rookie.
I like the Yankees tonight, and I like your Dodgers with Yamamoto over the Phillies.
I like the Dodgers to close it out today. I got a brand new broom. I want to use it. I want to see.
I'm not saying that like Schwarber and Bryce won't go down swinging, but I think the Dodgers get it done.
We have pretty much kept them quiet. We've kept the two of them shut down. Trey Turner had a little go, but we've kept Schwarber and Bryce pretty much, more so Schwarber than anybody else. And I think Yamamoto gave me 10 strikeouts today.
All right, let's get this call in, and then we'll wrap it up early. And you're on tomorrow, obviously. MJ and I will be back in on Friday. And it's MJ's birthday Friday, so that's going to be a hot show. And, yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Mr. Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Right here, bro. Man, I see you all down 6-1. I say, boy, I look like that's it. And I look this morning, I see you all, man.
That was my good friend, the late, great Frankie the Yankee Simmons, working some mojo last night, man. It was working.
Boy. Yeah, that's my boy, you know.
Good people.
That's my boy, man.
Good people.
I can tell you now, either they win this next game. If the Yankees win this next game, they get beat.
If the Yankees win this next game, who get beat? The Yankees or the...
No. Toronto get taken.
Yeah, the Yankees win tonight.
If the Yankees win game two, win this game four, they can lose. The Yankees will win game five.
I agree.
You can't be blowing no 5-1 lead in games like that, man. No way. You know?
No, man. You're absolutely right. I got my fingers crossed, and I'm hoping we get it done.
I'm telling you, if they blow that game, and they can be, and Yankees is not. The Yankees can take them out. Watch my prediction.
We'll have a look, man. Good stuff, man. Enjoy the game tonight. Pearly, good stuff as always, man. You enjoy the games tonight too, man. May my Yankees do it and your Dodgers do it, and we'll see you in the World Series. How about that? I guess Pearly done gone. That's all he needed. All right, man. For Naughty, for MJ. Well, this is your boy Naughty. For MJ, for Pearly. For everybody who chimed in, my special guest today, F&M Deputy Leader, Mr. Shannon Don Cartwright, everybody who called in, Mr. Producer, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be safe.
Downright wrong, I tell you, nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something. Different stretch of road, new something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Daps and handshakes, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making the killing, man. Showing no feelings, walking off collective pay is the way of the world. Can't change it, so I guess I'm gonna pray for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, was I made for the world? I scream this to you.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need.
More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What happens when your faves team up? You original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
This news broke right in the middle of yesterday's program, and it just made me wonder again after all the dust settled of sending Joe Flacco to Cincinnati for a swap of a fifth and sixth round pick in next year's draft, leading Joe Flacco to, if he does start for the Browns and then the Bengals later on this year. He'll be the first guy to ever start for the Browns, Bengals, and Ravens in the history of the world. And he joins Jeff Driskel as the only starting quarterbacks for the Bengals and the Browns. So this is a rare thing to see. And the Cincinnati kids running the old Twitter account, sending out the nude Flacco jersey. Get them while they're still hot off the presses,
off the
everybody.
Press.
How many of those kids, after they're done with their Grater's ice cream, are saying, "Mom, Dad, can I have that new Flacco jersey?" in Cincinnati to go with their Skyline Chili. All right, I'm done with all this. Grater's ice cream is outstanding, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, baby. Listen. So, just to get it all straight, they trade for Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
And then sign Joe Flacco. And then they draft Dylan Gabriel. And then draft Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking you from March to late April, early May. And the reason why they draft Shedeur in the fifth round, as they say, is because it's great value. And who helped create that value in the fifth round? Well, the Browns, by passing on him over and over and over again, including taking another rookie quarterback in Dylan Gabriel. And then all four of them enter camp. And then Pickett gets a tweak. He can't go. And they're not starting Flacco because he's 40 and he's a man. And he's 40 and he can 100%. Get this playbook down, because this is the playbook through which he became comeback player of the year, even though he was coming back from the couch and his career looking over. And so let's give Shedeur a start in Carolina. And that was an NFL Network game, and we were thrilled at NFL Network. Everyone's watching, and he's balling out, and he's looking great. And then he tweaks something, and it's now Dylan Gabriel getting a start. He doesn't look as great. But he's now above Shedeur in the depth chart going into a season that does not include Kenny Pickett, because they trade him to Vegas because Vegas loses Aiden O'Connell, and Pickett is now on the second string spot in Vegas and isn't starting there, despite Geno Smith leading the league in interceptions with 9, which is tops with Flacco right behind him. And because Flacco is, I guess, sputtering, they wind up benching him, starting Dylan Gabriel, 41st different starter for the Cleveland Browns since returning to existence. And then Dylan Gabriel throws 2 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions in his first career start. And the only other Cleveland Brown quarterback to do that in the last 20 seasons is named Brady Quinn, who also got a week five start. Gabriel, 190 pass yards and a 94.3 passer rating as he gets his first career start in an international game. First such quarterback to do that with Flacco watching. All the way back across to Berea, Ohio, and finds out yesterday, guess where you're going? You're going to Cincinnati. They trade him for a fifth and sixth round swap. Bailey Zappe sitting on the practice squad. He hasn't been elevated yet, so guess who is, in fact, second string at present? That would be Shedeur Sanders. And interestingly enough, if you look on the ESPN page, you'll see Deshaun Watson is sitting there on their depth chart.
Yep.
This is an unofficial depth chart that the Browns sent out. So Shedeur is one blue tenting of Dylan Gabriel by, say, let me see here, TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward, just name it. The Steelers coming off their bye after having a six-sack performance in their last game against Carson Wentz. Shedeur can get out there. And this is what happened. So you know that, you know that that jersey that a fan has of all the different starting quarterbacks, and like they're running out of room.
8,000
like,
quarterbacks.
You know, and maybe they could create a new ring like the Stanley Cup when the Stanley Cup runs out of room. Maybe they could just extend it.
Yep.
Can they rip out some of the lining and extend the jersey? So you could create your own shirt of acquire Pickett, sign Flacco, draft Gabriel, draft Shedeur to start Shedeur, start Gabriel, rest Flacco, start Flacco before starting Flacco, trade Pickett, start Flacco, bench Flacco, start Gabriel, trade Flacco, elevate
Zappe.
Well, potentially, I'm just going to say elevate Shedeur.
Oh.
So sure enough, I saw some local media individual interview Shedeur. They caught Shedeur. He did actually speak this time. And he talked about, again, the stuff that he should be. He's going to miss Flacco's
leadership,
all that good stuff. The veteran quarterback whisperer, Flacco being Mr. Chips and all.
Did you call him Unk at all?
Unk. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
Flacco is an Unk, for sure.
And this is how crazy it is. It was brought up to Prime.
Oh, yeah.
At his press conference in Colorado.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yes, the fact that Flacco's gone, Shedeur's now second string, and I guess somebody was trying to snake out of Prime him to start talking about how Shedeur deserves to start or is, in fact, as good as most other quarterbacks or some other quarterbacks that are starting right now, was right to be miming and who never mimes. And this was the answer.
Browns traded away Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I got that Cincinnati text during practice.
I was just wondering what your reaction
care.
Is.
I don't give a damn about the Browns at all. I care about the Colorado Buffaloes. I do love me some Shedeur Sanders, don't believe that. I care about him. The rest of that mess, I don't, okay? I'm a coach trying to win just like they're trying to win games, but I could care less of who they traded.
When he says mess, he's also using that as a phrase about all that other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He could actually be referring to it as a mess because, as I just mentioned, what's the plan? Are we just going to hope that Gabriel's the guy and then maybe kick the tires on Shedeur if not and then wind up with as high a draft pick as you possibly can have for somebody next year who may or may not be as good as any of these kids that they currently have on their roster? Meanwhile, no Browns quarterback has ever had multiple passing touchdowns in each of their first two career starts. Only two Browns quarterbacks have won in either of their first two starts in the last 10 seasons. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the famed DTR, did it. By the way, against Pittsburgh in Week 11 2 years ago. And then a guy, what's his name? I think he's on the tip of everybody's Mayfield they used to have. Drafting first overall while he's balling out in MVP style right now. And if the one thing at least Cleveland should be thankful of, and let me make sure that I'm confirming it before I say these words, they don't see Baker on their regular season schedule right now because the score would be 50 million to nothing. What's their plan? It's a great question to have. What is your plan? What has been your plan? You know, let's go into the season with Joe and two other rookies and then trade Joe 5 weeks in.
Bet they wish they still had Kenny Pickett right now.
And I'll say this, man. You know, Myles Garrett said he didn't want any part of this mess. And then they cut him a $40 million a year check that, by the way, has been surpassed that contract twice since, including most recently topped out of all of them by somebody whose trade request was in fact granted. And he's 2-1-1 coming off his bye, Micah Parsons. And the other guy who surpassed the contract is someone he'll see on the field this week in TJ Watt. So I guess that's the old, we have that Mad Men drop now, DJ Mikey D.
Oh, I mean,
because I know he was genuinely concerned about the direction of the franchise.
Well, he told Andrew Siciliano that he was down with the plan. He was made aware of the plan and was okay with the plan.
Right. And guess what? To be okay with the plan. They're 1-4. Every Brown fan I know is wondering why Stefanski still has a gig, which is what I think Bruce Arians even told Pat, right, on his show?
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah. So, and I love Stefanski. He's a two-time coach of the year for a good reason.
It doesn't seem like he's making the decision.
I don't know. Yeah. Because there doesn't appear to be any plan other than the fact that they like Gabriel, and hopefully he's the guy. Because, you know, next up for him is a visit to Pittsburgh, as we all know. And then they got a home date with Miami. And interestingly enough, I think if Tua was a Russian nest doll, you could snap him open and fit Dylan Gabriel perfectly within him. Because that's his nickname, right? Is Tua Jr. or Mini Tua, left-hander.
That's right.
Who's got some ability to spin it and neck up ability and processing, which, by the way, Mike Tomlin said was Dylan Gabriel's superpower is his ability to process quickly. He better process quickly because they're at New England as well before there's a bye.
Big stretch coming up.
It is that for Cleveland at 1-4. Yeah. Start with heat off and see what Dylan Gabriel can do. We were impressed with him and by him when he zoomed in with us prior to the draft.
Yeah, for sure.
And the guy, again, has as many starts in his career as anybody else has ever had in college. And, you know, the other guys like Bo Nix and Brock Purdy, they came out of the box nicely in professional football. We'll see if Dylan Gabriel could do that.
And he held his own last week.
I think selfishly, back on August 29th, I wrote down that by October 12th, Shador would be starting. I was that close, Chris.
I could be close.
I could be a week away.
Well,
from that happening.
Again, we shall see. And by the way, my best of prime, who is back in the hospital, had a procedure because he said that he has more blood clots. Yeah. There he is. I love this man. I absolutely love this man and wish him a speedy recovery. He says he's going to be on the sidelines this weekend against Iowa State. Don't put anything past him. But love you, Prime. Hopefully you get better soon.
You're here.